the huge American-based technology show CES has changed in recent years because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Last year, an online version of the event was held for the first time. This year, the physical show returned to Las Vegas, Nevada. But the number of attendees decreased by about 70%. In addition, several major technology companies suddenly decided to pull out, the Associated Press reported. CES is produced by the Consumer Technology Association. It is known as the place where many companies launch their latest technology offerings. Here is a look at some of the top products presented at CES 2022. Taiwanese computer maker Asus announced the launch of a foldable laptop computer. It is called the ZenBook 17 Fold. While several companies have already launched foldable versions of phones, the idea has not yet caught on with laptop computers. The company says its new device is a powerful personal computer, or PC, with a high-quality OLED display that is about 44 centimeters across. But it folds down to about 32 centimeters for easier transport. Electronics maker AirSelfie launched its latest self-flying camera designed to take selfie pictures. The new device, called AirPix, is a small, light camera that flies through the air and captures high-quality photographs and video. A video on the company's website explains that AirPix can fly, frame, and take pictures all by itself before landing back on the user's hand. Technology company Anker announced the launch of an all-in-one device designed to improve communications for employees working from home. The AnchorWork B600 sits on top of the computer display like a traditional webcam. But it combines several elements of communication into one device that includes a camera, speaker, microphone, and a light. TP-Link showed off a new Wi-Fi router that the company says uses robotic antennas to find and lock onto the best wireless signals to improve internet speeds and performance. Images of the Archer AXE200 Omni device show its motorized antennas rising, falling, and changing positions in search of strong signals. Robot maker Labrador announced the launch of its retriever robot. CES has historically been known to present different kinds of robots, including many designed to look and act like people or animals. But Labrador says its retriever robot was designed to be truly useful in helping those who need assistance at home. The small self-driving machine is designed to hold things and, as its name suggests, also retrieve things. The robot can be controlled by voice commands or from an app on a phone. It can also be programmed based on an exact map of a user's home. The company says the retriever is designed to serve as an extra pair of hands and lighten the load of everyday tasks in the home. South Korean electronics maker Samsung is known for announcing major new products at CES. Many involve bigger television sets with new abilities. This year, the company presented several new computer displays meant to serve people who play video games known as gamers. One of them, called the Odyssey Arc, has a curved design and measures nearly 140 centimeters. Samsung demonstrated how the huge display can also be turned on its side to curve right above the user's head for a more intense gaming experience. American-based farm equipment manufacturer John Deere presented a fully self-driving tractor. The company says the vehicle is equipped with 6 different cameras and a series of sensors to guide the tractor through the fields. Farmers can control the vehicle and see the tractor's progress in real time through a mobile device. John Deere says the idea is to help farmers do more work with less equipment and people. The company noted that such machines can help improve farming methods as the world's population grows and food demand is expected to rise 50% by 2050. I'm Brian Lynn.